بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد continue discussing the issues related to tafsir al-tawheed and the interpretation of al-tawheed and the meaning of al-shahada and la ilaha illallah. And we have seen that the statement is very heavy and beneficial for the one who states it and he knows what he is saying. For the one who states it and he knows what he is saying and he knows the meaning and he understands that properly. After learning the meaning, this knowledge, it necessitates other requirements. The ulama, they have mentioned that the statement La ilaha illallah is the key to paradise, but every key, it has teeth. So if you bring the proper key to the proper lock, then the door will be opened. But if someone takes the wrong key to the wrong lock, the door will not be opened. So we have seen in our previous class, generally some of these conditions, we have seen one of them in detail. How many conditions are there?
Seven.
Who knows them all?
I should.
You should.
I ain't gonna say
we all should. Okay, that best. After class.
Huh? So let me say it.
You got it?
He says, Al-ilm wal-yaqeen wal-qabool wal-inqiyadatu
wal-inqiyadu
wal-inqiyadu fadri ma akul.
That's four.
Was
الْعِلْمُ وَالْيَقِينُ وَالْقَبُولُ وَالْإِنْقِيَادُ. That's four. We need three more, huh?
وَالصِّدْقُ وَالْخَلَاصُ وَالْمَحَبَّةُ
وَالْمَحَبَّةُ. There's three more. وَالصِّدْقُ وَالْإِخْلَاصُ وَالْمَحَبَّةُ وَفَقَكَ اللَّهُ لِمَا
أَحَبَّ.
Now, this is the bait. This is the lines of poetry. Who wrote those lines of poetry? Hafiz al-Hakimi rahimahullah ta'ala. In which book? Sulam al-Wusul. Sulam al-Wusul. Naam. Rahimahullah ta'ala. Who else knows them? The lines of poetry make it easy for you. And also the poetry is like a decoration for the knowledge. Makes it beautiful. But if you don't know the poetry, it's fine. Muhim that we know the shurut. Al-ilm, al-yaqeen, al-ikhlas, al-mahabba, al-sidq, al-qabool, the last one, al-inqiyad. Somebody says to you, where do you get these conditions from? You find the same, these conditions are derived from the same place that the conditions of Salat are derived from. These, in the same manner, the ulama derived the conditions of Salat, and the conditions of Wudu, and the conditions of Zakat, and the Nisab. There's conditions there before it's an obligation, and before it's considered correct also. And Shurut al-Sihha wa Shurut al-Wujub, or Shurut al-Ijza. All the ulama, they find these in the acts of worship. Similarly like that, they found these conditions. So the first condition was a knowledge. There's proof for this. It's an obligation to have knowledge for this statement, La ilaha illallah. Who knows the proof? فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ لَا الْأَحْسَنْتِ. نعم. The statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, He command. It's a commandment. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Know. You need to learn. فَعْلَمْ يَتَعَلَّمْ. To learn, to know that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. If somebody says something they don't know what it means, can it benefit them? What do you say to people that say things they don't know what they mean? Yeah? that somebody is crazy. Majnun. Some people who talk and they don't know what they're saying. Huh? So how could somebody be like this with the foundation of the deen? No, we have to know the meaning. We have to know the meaning. Naam. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ لَلَّهِ. Also there's a hadith of Uthman. The hadith of Uthman in Sahih Muslim. In Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, مَن مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ. مَن مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ لَلَّهِ. دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Very clear right there, right? Whoever dies and he knows. Because the hadith with regards to this issue have come in general text and in specific text. The general text is understood in the light of the specific text. Whoever his last statement is La ilaha illallah, from the last statement from this dunya is La ilaha illallah, you enter paradise, that's general. This general understanding is understood by these restricted other texts, like this text here of Uthman. Whoever dies and he knows. And so if he died, he didn't know what he meant, and he said it, how could it benefit him? He doesn't know what he's saying. We understand that. It's very clear. The condition of knowledge is clear. It's in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, directly. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ لَلَّهِ مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ لَلَّهِ. This is the case. So it's very clear. Likewise, the next condition, الْيَقِينَ. مَعَكْسُ الْيَقِينَ. Shek وَرَيْبْ. Shek وَرَيْبْ. Naam. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in His book, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. The believers, they are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they have no doubt. And then they have no doubt. They do not doubt after that. And so here the opposite is being clarified. So the opposite, if they don't doubt, then that means they have yaqeen. That means they have yaqeen. They believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they have certainty about that. They have no doubt. They have no doubt. But likewise, it has come, yani they mentioned, and this is very beneficial also in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أشهد, يعني أنا, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله لا يلقى الله بهما عبد غير شاك فيهما إلا دخل الجنة. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that I am the messenger of Allah, and no slave meets Allah with these two statements without having any doubt in them except that he went to paradise. غَيْرُ شَاكٍ فِيهِمَا. Without having any doubt in them. So if he didn't have any doubt in them, that means that he has? He has certainty. That means he has certainty. So here the issue of not having doubt directly related to the statement La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another narration from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, also in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told him, مَنْ لَقِيتَ مِنْ وَرَأَى هَذَا الْحَائِطِ يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ لَلَّهِ مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبُ مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبُ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that whoever you meet behind this garden, or this garden and this wall of this garden, that testifies there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, mustayqinan biha qalbu, and his heart has certainty. His heart has certainty, then give him glad tidings of the paradise. Then give him glad tidings of the paradise. So to have certainty is an obligation and a condition. The one who says La ilaha illallah, but he doesn't know, and he's not for sure. Maybe there's something worthy of worship besides Allah in his heart. He thinks maybe it's true, maybe it's not. It will not benefit him. It will not benefit him until he has certainty. Until he has certainty. We have seen in some other classes how a benefit from Imam Sidi rahimahullah, how the people of certainty arrive to certainty. Who remembers? How the people of Yaqeen, they arrive to certainty. There's a benefit that Imam Sayyidi, he mentioned, we read it in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. We read it. This is the proof for this here. But how do the people of certainty arrive to certainty? And it's a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal, but their means. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. We read this verse here in Akhlaq al-Ulama. This is the virtue of the people of knowledge. Imam Sidi, he mentioned about this, how they arrived to yaqeen is because لِكَثْرَةِ istidlal. معرفة المسائل والدلائل. They're looking into the evidences over and over and over and over and over. They're learning and learning and learning. Yani because al-yaqeen, it is kamal al-ilm. Kamal al-ilm is completion of knowledge. When a person, he reaches certainty about a subject, he has no doubt about it. His knowledge is complete with regards to that issue. He has no doubt about it, certainty that this issue is a reality. Naam, or he has certainty that this issue is not a reality. Like this, he had come to certainty with regards to an issue like this, but this here is with regards to the deen, with regards to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, looking into the evidences and learning, the evidences in the legislation, the evidences in the book, the evidence in the sunnah, the evidence in the creation, and after so many evidences, he has reached to come to the fact, there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, without any doubt. He's seen all of the proofs. He's seen the proofs, and the more proofs they learn, and the more proofs they learn, the more he looks into his own self. He looks into the creation. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And he looks and he sees the proofs and he sees the evidences. He comes to certainty. And he, by having knowledge, complete knowledge, by looking into the evidences and learning the evidences, and this is one of the means of achieving certainty. After, it's clear, the condition for certainty. Their hadith mentioning, مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبُ مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبُ. His heart has certainty with it. The one who says, he testifies of nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبُ. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. And then they didn't doubt. غَيْرَ شَاكٍ فِيهِمَا. These are texts here specifically mentioning the issue of yaqeen. So then, الْعِلْمُ وَالْيَقِينُ. الْعِلْمُ وَالْيَقِينُ. This, their conditions. It won't benefit somebody who doesn't know what he's saying. And likewise, if he knew what he's saying but he has doubt about it, it will not benefit him. The ulama, they mention likewise that ikhlas, the opposite of ikhlas is shirk, wal-riya, and shirk, bina'ay. Naam, al-ikhlas is certainty and purity of intention. Who knows a proof for ikhlas? Wa'abudu Allah mukhlisina lahu deen. Naam? Ikhlas. You have to have ikhlas. And worship. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَمَن كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ مَا وَسَّ الْخَالِصُ
خالص is pure.
Pure. What does it mean to be pure?
To have no impurity in it.
If you have some honey that's pure, what does that mean? And it's pure. That means it's not mixed with anything.
Right.
It's not mixed with anything. If you have some milk, it is pure.
Right.
Who likes to have milk mixed up with impurities? Nobody. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla, He made the example of His greatness, and He shows His greatness in His ability to create and do all things, also the meaning of the word khalis. Ala lillahi deen al-khalis. Verily, the pure religion is for Allah. The pure, the sincere religion is for Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He doesn't accept the deen that is not pure. He doesn't accept the deen that is mixed up. And أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَ عَلَى الشِّرْكِ. He said in a hadith Qudsi, hadith Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu fi Sahih Muslim, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَ عَلَى الشِّرْكِ. I am the most, and no need, I mean free of, and no need of any partner. مَنْ فَأَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِي مَعِي غَيْرِ تَرَكْتُهُ وَشِرْكَ. Whoever does a deed and he associate me other along with it, associate me and another in that deed along with it, I'll leave him and his partner. Allah Azza wa Jal, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. وَإِنَّ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لِعِبْرَةٍ نُسْقِيكُم مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. سائغاً للشاربين. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says that verily in the cattle, what is an'am, the cattle? Cows, sheep, and the camels, and the goats, they're all in the same category, and غنم. In these animals here, Allah says there's a sign. عبرة, a sign, but a lesson. A lesson to see and a sign of the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, we give you to drink from that which is in their bellies. We give you to drink from that which is in their bellies. How do you get it out? And you go to the cow and just cut him open and get some milk. Ah, ah, poke it. Ah, la. It comes out in the way that Allah has legislated. And how does it come out? We give you to drink from that which is in their bellies. It comes and it proceeds. It comes out between blood and between excrement. Leban and khalisan. Pure milk. Pure milk. Tasty and delightful for those who drink it. Whenever the milk comes out, it comes out pure. There's not one drop of blood in it. There's not one piece of excrement in it. It comes out. How does it come out? Pure milk. Leban and khalisan. But when it comes out between that. When it's inside, it's mixed with blood. When it's inside, it's mixed with feces. When it comes out, labanan khalisan sa'igan lisharibin. This is from the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is a sign that he's worthy of worship. Like this is a proof here. Now somebody has yaqeen, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. You can't get the milk out like that. Allah, he brings the milk out like that. You take pure. Like this, this is the meaning of khalis. This is the example of khalis. Allah, he accepts the deen like this. The worship that's done like this, it's not mixed with anything. It's not mixed with anything. Just like that milk is not mixed with anything, this is the deen that Allah, Allah lillahi deenul khalis. This is the meaning. So ikhlas, it is a condition. And these verses, as we mentioned, they have clarified a proof for that. But also as an additional evidence, it has also has been narrated from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أسعد الناس بشفاعة يوم القيامة من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه خالصا من قلبه خالصا من قلبه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the most happy of the people with my intercession on the day of resurrection is the one who says لا إله إلا الله sincerely from his heart, with a pure intention, لا إله إلا الله, sincere, wanting the reward and the belief in Allah alone, not wanting anything from the dunya, any status or rank, or any praise, or any position, or any wealth, anything. La khalisan, pure intention. So here it's clear. Where's the proof? Khalisan min qalbi. Man qala la ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbihi. Khalisan min qalbihi. Whoever says la ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbihi, this is the one that will have the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of resurrection. So here another narration, along with the ayat, that it's clear that it has to have ikhlas. But this is a narration mentioning clearly, أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ خَالِصًا مِّنْ قَلْبِهِ. The other one, مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبُ غَيْرُ شَاكٍ فِيهِمَا. That's yaqeen. This one, خَالِصًا مِّنْ قَلْبِهِ. So here this is certainty. This is sincerity. And the other one, وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا. So we have the knowledge, we have certainty, we have ikhlas. The text have come clearly mentioning these in detail. Mentioning these in detail. Everybody with me? How many is that?
Three.
Al-ilm? Al-yaqeen? Wal-ikhlas. Tayyib, al-sidq. What's the opposite of sidq? Kadhib, yadin billah. Kadhib. As-sidqu, the opposite is kadhib, naam. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the previous hadith that was in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, he said, "Man ma min ahadin yashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ma min ahadin yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sidqan min qalbihi. إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. Also this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. From the hadith of Anas رضي الله عنه. مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ. There's nobody. يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. There's nobody who testifies that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. صِدْقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. Truthfully from his heart. إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. Except that Allah will make the fire prohibited for him. Make the fire prohibited for him. إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. صِدْقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. Said, لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. كَيْف. صِدْقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. Before we have, مَنْ مَاتَ هُوَ يَعْلَمْ. Then we had, مستيقنا بها قلبه أو غير شاك فيهما. And then we had خالصا من قلبه. Here we have صدقا من قلبه. صدقا من قلبه. So it's clear that this is a condition. Whoever said it, صدقا من قلبه. If he said it and he's lying, would it benefit him? Would it benefit him? There are people in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said it in Medina. They said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Some of them, they even went to jihad with them. They would go into battles with them. But they didn't believe. They're lying. They said, La ilaha illallah. They said, Ashadu. Like that. That he testified. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ وَمُنَافِقُونَ وَقَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. That if the hypocrites come to you and they testify that they bear witness that you're the messenger of Allah, then verily Allah, He knows that you're the messenger of Allah, and Allah testifies that the hypocrites are liars. The hypocrites are liars. Now, from the most disgusting of traits of a person is to lie. Is to lie, to be a liar. And then if the lie is related to Allah and His deen, Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His deen, it's even more disgusting and hideous. Lying is the trait of the specific trait of the munafiqeen al-khullas, the pure hypocrites. And this is a foul trait. Lying. Lying is a foul trait, leads to the hellfire. So we see it's clear. نعم صدقاً من قلبه. If it's hard to memorize all these narrations, we could just memorize. There's hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. One of them says, "من مات هو يعلم." لا إله إلا الله. Another, مستيقناً بها قلبه. يقين. خالصاً من قلبه. خالصاً من قلبه. Another, صدقاً من قلبه. Like this. These are all of these are related to the statement, "لا إله إلا الله." On the one who says it, and the one who says it in this manner, he has the promise of paradise. طيب المحبة. المحبة. The opposite of محبة. الكر. الكر. نعم.
الناس يتخذون
دلاء. يحبونهم. أيوة أحسن. هذا. نعم. ومن الناس ما يتخذ من دون الله أندادا. From the people there are those who take rivals with Allah. Any partners, peers, أنداد. الند and الشبيه. They take partners with Allah عز وجل. يحبونهم كحب الله. They love those partners the way they love Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. But those who believe, they're more severe and strong with their love and their love for Allah. And their love for Allah. نعم. So this is also a condition. نعم. And the Prophet ﷺ, he used to say in his supplication, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْلُكَ حُبَّكَ وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك. اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك. This is amazing dua. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love and for the love of those who love you and for deeds that will draw me near to your love. For deeds that draw me near to your love. So there's the love of Allah and there's the love of those who love Allah. And the deeds that will draw one near. And there are actions that draw near to Allah. Naam.
Hadith Anas.
Hadith Anas. ثلاث من كنا فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان. Hadith Anas. المتفق عليه also. Naam. من ثلاث من كنا فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان. Naam. أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. وأن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله.
وأن يكره.
أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه. نعم. كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Three. There's three traits that whoever finds them or has them, then he would taste by way of them the sweetness of Iman. The one who Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to him than anyone else. Than anyone else. نعم. And he says that and he means that. And he believes that. And that is apparent in his actions and speech. Naam, that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to him than anything else. And also the one who loves somebody, he only loves him for the sake of Allah. He only loves him for the sake of Allah. Some people they like others because they benefit them or they have some good. Or some people they like others because they have a high rank and status. Some people like others because they have money. Some people like others because they have a lot of likes on Facebook. Some people like others because they're popular. Oh, this person, The one who tastes the sweetness of Iman, he loves somebody only for the sake of Allah. He loves him because he loves the Prophet. He loves him because he loves Allah. He loves him because he strives to follow the Sunnah. That's why he loves him. That's why he loves him. This is the true love. This is true love. People, they talk about true love. What is true love? To love somebody for his obedience, to love somebody for his love of Allah and then the Messenger like this, because he strives to be obedient. He strives to follow the Messenger. He strives to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loves him for this reason. This is true love. This is true love. Also, the one who dislikes to return to disbelief or to fall into disbelief in the same way that he disliked to be thrown in the hellfire, or to be thrown in a fire, to be cast into a fire. And who would like to be cast in a fire? The person who has tasted the sweetness of Iman, he would rather be cast in a fire than to return to disbelief. And if somebody were to mention to him disbelief, and not statement only, no, disbelief in the heart, ya'adhan billah, or the fire, we cast you there. And he preferred the fire. He preferred the fire over sincere and pure disbelief. Ya'adhan billah min dhalik. Ya'adhan billah min dhalik. So this is the case. Love. Love. Actually, we have seen previously in the reality of ibadah is that the asl of at-ta'abbud is al-hub. Ghayatul hubbi ma ghayatul dhulli wal khudu'. Ibn Qayyim mentioned that the reality of true worship, the act of a servant worshiping Allah, not the actions of worship, not like salat. You know, worship has two meanings: the actions that are performed and the state of the servant and the worshiper. The state of the worshiper, how is it? With the peak of love. The peak of love, the highest level of love and submission and humiliation and surrender, humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then love, it is a condition. Love, it is a condition. Somebody who he made this statement and he knows what it means, but he doesn't love it. Would it benefit him? Naam? It would not benefit him. That will not benefit him, ya'adhin billah. So he has to love that statement and love what that statement means and requires and love the people of that statement likewise. Taib, the sixth condition, al-inqiyad. Al-inqiyad. Al-inqiyad, it means? Compliance. Compliance. It means compliance. To khul in Arabic, qudtuhu fanqada. Qudtuhu fanqada. I pulled it and it. And it complied. قُدْتُهُ فَانْقَادَ. Like this is called مُطَاوَعَ فِي المصرف. But to al-inqiyad is something that follows right behind. Right behind. يَنْقَادَ لِأَمْرِهِ. That it would follow in submissiveness and comply. So it's called compliance. So this is the case that there must be compliance. Compliance, it means to also al-istislam, to surrender, to submit. Somebody has compliance. Compliance to this statement. This statement requires that one be free from shirk. He complies to that. This statement requires that one establish salat. He complies to that. This statement requires that one lower his gaze. He complies to that. These are all commandments from the rights of La ilaha illallah. And from the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, along with his tawheed, are the other rights that are related to his commandments and prohibitions. So the one who made that statement, he has to comply to that statement in obedience. And this is the meaning. The one who says La ilaha illallah has to comply to that statement, with obedience. The ulama, they mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. What's the عُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى? We've seen in another verse that was also a proof for a condition. The word عُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. What verse was that? That was a proof for knowledge. This word came in another verse. That was a proof for knowledge. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. Whoever believes whoever disbelieves in everything that's worshipped besides Allah and believes in Allah. That's a condition for? That's the proper meaning. Khufr bit Tawud, La ilaha illallah, to disbelieve in everything that's worshipped besides Allah and to believe in Allah. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. There is ithbat, khas, and nafyun, am. فما يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله طاغوت كل ما يعبد من دون الله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى. The ulama, they mentioned فقد استمسك, it's called holding fast بالعروة الوثقى. That statement, that's the statement لا إله إلا الله, the strongest bond and handhold. That word العروة الوثقى is the statement لا إله إلا الله. So here that statement is coming again, but this time in another context. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions من يسلم وجهه إلى الله وهو محسن فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى. And whoever submit his face and he surrendered himself and he with sincerity entirely and he is a good doer and he is working righteous deeds, then this one he has grasped the strongest handhold. And أي لا إله إلا الله. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له وأسلموا له وأسلموا له يعني وانقادوا لأمره وأسلموا له أي وانقادوا لأمره. And he complied to him. Al-Islam is submission and surrender. This is the meaning of al-inqiyad. Submission and surrender. To submit and to surrender. That means that one will comply to his commandments and stay away from his prohibitions. So if a person wants to see his reality and his status with his relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, and also with this statement, La ilaha illallah, look to how well he complies to the commandments and prohibitions. Look to how well he complies to the commandments and prohibitions. One of the very beneficial things to do while reading the book of Allah Azza wa Jal or listening to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, reading oneself or listening, is to pay attention, to be aware whenever commandments go by, whenever prohibitions go by. And then many, many times that will occur with the statement, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah will give a commandment or give a prohibition. Like this, but in the Quran there are many commandments and prohibitions. So to know them and to be aware of them and to learn them, this is the first step. And after that, to comply to them, to comply to them. So very beneficial to listen to the book of Allah. Likewise, in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطعتم وما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوا. Now, so what is the opposite of inqiyad? He's either going to do it or, huh? Tark. Tarak al-amr. Wa tarak al-awamir wa al-nawahi. Somebody, he just left them. He doesn't care. Allah Azza wa Jal command to lower the gaze. He doesn't care. Throw it behind his back. He'd do what he want to do. Allah Azza wa Jal told him not to backbite. He doesn't care. He does it anyways. He throw that behind his back. La yubari. Naam yubari is Allah Azza wa Jal bil ma'asiyah. This is calamity. This is calamity. This is from the condition of La ilaha illallah, that one comply. That one comply to the commandments and to the prohibitions of Allah. That one comply, well, that one comply to the commandments and prohibitions of Allah. Naam, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib, and the last condition, al-qabul. Al-qabul. Al-qabul, the opposite of qabul.
Rad.
Rad. Huh. See, we learn Arabic, huh? Al-qabul, qabil yakbaru. إقبال قبولا من أي باب؟ من أي باب قابلة؟ عبد الله سامع أيوة. رد يرد رد ردا نعم أها فهو رد ها فهو رد. طيب القبول المنافي للرد نعم. طيب الله عز وجل he mentioned إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون ويقولون أئنا لتاركوا آلهتنا لشاعر مجنون. And this is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal that if it was said to them, Allah mentioned about those mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever it's said to them, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Whenever it's said to them, لا إله إلا الله, مستكبرون, that they're arrogant. They're arrogant. Huh? What is somebody, for example, if you try to give somebody advice, he doesn't accept it. What does he do? Turns away in arrogance, pride. Naam? He's proud. The Imam tells you, the Prophet said, you're supposed to put your feet together. You're supposed to line them straight. He put his feet further away. Huh? He put his feet further away. He said, make tarasu. The Prophet said, tarasu. He did the opposite. Some of them. What is that from? Al-istikbar. Al-istikbar kibir. Naam, for the kibir for what? For the haqq. Hayyadin billah. Naam, there's a lot of things that go on in the heart that cause this problem. But here, this is the issue. Qabool, you have to accept it. You have to accept it. If it's the truth, you have to accept it. If it came in hadith, you have to accept it. If it came in Bukhari, Muslim, how could a Muslim reject it? Allahu Akbar. لَتُسَوِّفُنَّ صُفُوفُكُمْ أَلِيْخَلِّفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ حَدِيثِ صَحِيحَ جِدًّا Sahih Bukhari. You are going to straighten your ranks or Allah will separate between your hearts. Or Allah will separate between your hearts. People take these things light. Like this is Allah's, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is threatening that Allah will separate between their hearts because they don't stand in the rank right. Because they don't stand. This is a threat of a punishment. That's a punishment that the hearts be separated. What happens if the hearts of the believers are separated? A group of people, their hearts are separated and divided. What happens to them? Do they get to work together? Does money come in from the affairs of the dunya? Does their wealth increase and their prosperity or what? La, they increase in misery, and the likes. This is the case. And, you know, this is a punishment that the hearts are not united. Now, from that is that people will not line up straight. But in any case, qabul. Al-Qabul, if they say to them, if it's said to them, La ilaha illallah, they are arrogant. They're arrogant. وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّا لَتَارِكُ أَلِهَتِنَا لِشَعْرِ مَجْنُونَ He said, are we going to leave our gods for a crazy poet? يَذِن بِاللَّهِ They called him this. They called him this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah gave him victory over them, and they all testified, and they knew that he is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, so these are the conditions, and we can repeat them real fast and close. Sidq. Ikhlas. Al-Qawul. Mahabba. Al-Inqiyad. He's waiting for it to top it off. Who can mention the poetry real fast? Abdullah. Ameen. Wafakakum Allah lima ahabba wa yardha. Wa hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.